The live events industry are facing months without any income because of the move to the red traffic light setting. They're on their own because the wage subsidy scheme and resurgence payments are gone. It's left the live events industry wondering if the government has forgotten them. Jordan Bond reports.
The move to red on Sunday prompted immediate cancellations of shows and concerts across the rest of summer. With audiences limited to no more than 100 people, much of the sector simply cannot operate.
One of the prevailing feelings is of being forgotten, because we've heard this line from the government on repeat that most businesses can operate. And there's a real sense of like, well, we literally can't.
That's Saren Model, a self-employed music tour manager. She says morale is low in the industry, with restrictions likely for some time and having come through a hard couple of years. An opera singer, Angus Simmons, says no one's suggesting the restrictions on gatherings shouldn't be in place.
But you can't just disregard a whole industry and not provide them support, because people's work has disappeared and they don't know when they'll be able to work again, and they're staring down the barrel of months and months without any income whatsoever.
More than 8,000 people have signed a petition asking for some sort of payment for people who can't work because of the red traffic light rules. Most in the industry are contractors, so no work, no pay. Saren Model says being without income during what's normally the sector's most lucrative time of year is a big financial hit.
Some of us, like me, are sort of like, well, if you don't laugh, you cry. So just kind of pushing through it. But I know there are people who have, you know, serious financial obligations that they don't know whether they don't know how they're going to meet those financial obligations.
One of those worrying about how to pay the bills is Peter Campbell, who owns the Power Station music venue in Auckland.
You can only continue to put money into a business for so long before you then turn around and say, right, I've lost so much now, and really we have no clear, firm idea as to when we may be able to trade. How many more hundreds of thousands do we want to lose? And that we're nearly there.
Technically, a seated and separated concert could go ahead with less than 100 vaccinated people. But the costs involved would make the tickets prohibitively expensive, or the show would lose money. Saren Model was poised to make thousands of dollars this summer, but now she doesn't know how much of that she will see.
Between January 15th and March 31st of this year, I was due to make 45% of my income for this financial year. I got one show out of that last weekend.
She says the government's event support scheme, basically an insurance scheme for large events, is good and will pay out. But it only applies to some larger events, and contractors can't apply for their own fee. They have to rely on the event itself to lodge a claim. Angus Simmons says the government needs to help out.
The arts and culture and events is a huge business in New Zealand. Therefore, the government needs to take a slightly more nuanced approach to supporting those whose business, in fact, cannot operate as usual.
Meanwhile, the cancellations are continuing, with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra canning its 7-date 75th anniversary tour in February because of the move to red.